Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a Kesslers family production. In this episode, we are going to talk about the long-term care market, your strategy for not getting older, and protecting your family. Our guest today is Mitch Long. Mitch, as you may remember, is a previous guest of the show. This time, we are bringing Mitch back for a special episode. We want to dive deep into a topic he touched on in his previous appearance, the long-term care market. Recently, Mitch was featured on a radio show with Bracken Financial and Insurance, and in it, he delivered some amazing insight into the long-term care market. With Mitch being a recognized speaker and top producer in the insurance industry, we thought, who better to deliver value on this important topic? More than Mitch's knowledge, though, he is someone who cares deeply for his clients. And with that knowledge and caring combo, he implements long-term care strategies while also seeing his work through by involving himself in the claims process. In this episode, you will hear six segments of Mitch touching on the following topics: what is available for long-term care, government programs, benefits, what age should you consider long-term care, women versus men as it relates to long-term care, and newer products. It's now time to hand it over to Mitch. We hope you find great value in this episode. In this segment, Mitch talks about long-term care overall, what to think about when it comes to long-term care, and what is available. Here is Mitch on these topics.
Traditionally, and the thing that we talk about now is this is not your grandfather's long-term care. So right. Back in the old days, what they used to do is, you know, people never really anticipated once they retired, they might have a couple of years in a nursing home at some point, but that was really it. But now with the advances of modern medicine, people are living longer. People are having illnesses that they're you know, that used to kill us, and now we're living with those illnesses, but we need care. So traditionally, you could buy a policy that worked a lot like your homeowner's insurance. You know, people say, well, I buy homeowner's insurance. If my house never burns down, I never got any benefit from it. But what I can tell you is if your house does burn down, homeowner's insurance is the greatest thing you'll ever get because right. you're going to get the value of your assets replaced. Same thing with the traditional long-term care. You know, if you got into a long-term care situation like the gentleman I just mentioned, it's the greatest deal he'll ever have because it's enabling him to stay at home, and those costs are being paid for by the long-term care policy. You know, a year in the nursing home right now is averaging about $60,000 a year. But what I tell people is it really doesn't matter what it costs right now. You don't need care right now. If you're 65 years old and it's $60,000 today, 20 years from now, it's going to be over $100,000. So it's not what it costs today, but what is it going to cost down the road when I need it? And so if you plan for that, we can structure a policy that's going to meet that need down the road. The downside to the traditional long-term care, there's two things. Number one, people say, what happens if I never use it? What if I, like my grandmother, she was 88 and a half years old. She went to bed once, she was watching television on Tuesday night and didn't wake up on Wednesday morning, and that's the way we all hope we go. But the reality is most people don't do that.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we think might happen, but in 60% of the time, that's not going to happen. And so we just need to have that plan. But what people don't like about the long-term care is that, number one, I may never use it. Number two, there is the potential that the rates can go up. And so people don't like the idea of saying, hey, number one, I might never get a benefit from it. Number two, I don't want to be 75 or 80 years old and get a 25% or 30% rate increase. And that's happened. And so, you know, that is something to think about. So we still are doing a fair amount of the traditional long-term care. I can tell you that there are fewer companies on the marketplace that are offering that product. But it is still out there. And sometimes when we talk to a client, that's the best solution for them.
Next, Mitch will discuss government programs for long-term care. An issue we see is people assume the government programs that are available will provide the care they need. And sometimes that can be true, but there is a lot of confusing information out there about government programs. Also, even if a program does cover the cost for care, it's possible it's not the type of care you were hoping for. Because of all this, Mitch will provide clear information to help simplify government long-term care programs. Here's Mitch on this topic.
Yeah, there's two major programs out there, Medicare and Medicaid. Now, Medicare typically is your health insurance when you turn 65. And so typically people are going to go on Medicare, and then they're going to purchase a Medicare supplement policy, which is going to pay the co-payments and deductibles of Medicare. But there is a little bit of long-term care benefit, but it's very short-term, typically in the first 100 days of an illness, typically after a hospital stay, and then it'll cover you if you're in a nursing home. So not going to cover you in assisted living, not going to cover you for home health care, which is where most people want to be. I mean, if they got in this situation, they typically want to stay in their own home and let the services come to them, and Medicare will not do that. One thing a lot of people don't realize with Medicare is that you have to be getting better. And that's a caveat that a lot of people don't understand, is that Medicare can stop paying earlier if you do not show signs of improvement. So that 100 days is not guaranteed. Medicaid is the other government program out there. And for a lack of a better word, Medicaid is welfare. It's a welfare program. Now, that's a good thing. We live in a country where a person has no assets, can have food to eat and have a bed to sleep in. However, it's not the best solution if people have assets. Medicaid does pay for nursing home and assisted living facility, but again, not home health care. And it's only in a facility that will accept Medicaid patients, and not all of them do. And that's a big thing. Not all facilities will accept Medicaid. Typically in the past, you had to spend down most of your liquid assets to be able to qualify for Medicaid. But now there's a program out there called Partnership, where Medicaid has said, hey, we'll make an agreement with you. If you will go out and buy a long-term care policy, we will actually let you protect an equivalent amount of assets that the long-term care policy paid out. So, for example, if your long-term care policy paid out $300,000 for your care, whether it be nursing home, assisted living, adult daycare, home health care, Medicaid now says, hey, we'll let you protect $300,000 and still come into Medicaid if you needed to come into Medicaid on the back end. So the government is recognizing that they have a real need here for people to go out and buy their own long-term care insurance. They do not want people coming into Medicaid who have assets. And so they're trying to get people to buy long-term care policies to address their own issues.
Yeah, a lot of that is so important in what you said there, and especially just backing up to Medicare and Medicaid and how they really don't provide that in-home service that many people would certainly prefer. You know, unfortunately, if you get into that situation, being able to stay at home in your home, I think it means so much, and that's what comes along with long-term care.
Absolutely. And in fact, I've got a client right now that I sold a long-term care policy to about 20 years ago, and he actually is getting long-term care services, and he has a beautiful house, and he's at home with his wife. He's watching his television. He is sleeping in his bed and eating food at his table, and it's all because he had that long-term care, and he had the foresight 20 years ago to go out there and purchase that policy as a planning tool. And this is, you know, long-term care is just another piece of your financial plan. And so you need to have a plan for what I'm going to do if I get in this situation. Because one of the top risks for your overall retirement savings is if I have a long-term care need or some other health need that I'm going to be out of pocket for. And so by a little bit of planning goes a long way to prevent a big problem.
So how do long-term care benefits work? Great question. Mitch addresses this subject in the next portion of the podcast. Having an understanding of how long-term care benefits actually work is critical in making a decision if you even want long-term care and what type of long-term care you do want. Now, here's Mitch on how long-term care benefits work.
The way the policies work typically, and it varies by company, but you know, typically you're going to get a percentage of the death benefit. So for example, if you're bought a policy for $300,000 death benefit, you're going to get 2% or 4% of that death benefit per month that would be available for long-term care. So for a 4% death benefit or long-term care benefit, I can get up to $12,000 per month available for long-term care. Now, some companies make you turn receipts in, so you have to turn the or whoever's giving you the service has to turn receipts in, and they reimburse for the actual expenses of your care. So if your care was $6,000, they will pay $6,000. But other companies, it's on an indemnity basis. So if you qualify for long-term care benefit, you can get the entire $12,000 a month, regardless of what your actual expenses may be. Now, those policies are generally a little bit more expensive, but at the same time, a lot of people like that idea of saying, I don't have to turn receipts in to get the benefit. Right. So again, that's part of our discussion is which product is right for you and how you want to address the issue.
A question we get often is at what age should a person consider buying long-term care? It's a tough question to answer, and it depends on many factors. But as Mitch will discuss, the age people are buying long-term care has come down. That may be surprising to some, but Mitch explains all that in this segment.
Yeah, and I think that the life insurance and the proliferation of life insurance where you can add that long-term care rider has brought the age down. And so somebody that's making the decision at 45 years old to say, I want to buy permanent life insurance, because permanent life insurance is going to pay a death benefit, and that's the real value of having permanent life insurance. It's very inexpensive to go ahead and add that long-term care rider onto that policy. Often it's just a little bit more money per month or per year to have the long-term care solution. I was talking to a client yesterday, and you know what I told her is I said, you know, you might never access your long-term care policy for your life insurance policy for long-term care, but isn't it nice to know that you can? And so what we talk about with people is as you get older, what you're going to want to have is options. And so having that life insurance with a long-term care rider on it, it gives me the choice. I might never need it for long-term care, and so my family will get the life insurance. But in the end, it's nice to have that option, and that's what I'm looking for. But again, the younger you are, the less expensive it is to add that rider. But you certainly can do it, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s. We still can do that as well.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, again, cost going to be a lot lower the younger you are. But if you're not in that age bracket and you know you're, you know, maybe want to go ahead and get that long-term care coverage, what are some of the health issues that might make it kind of difficult to get long-term care if you're already sick?
Yeah. And so we talk to clients about, you know, the big issues on long-term care are often not big issues for life insurance. And so, for example, a person that has had cancer in the past or had heart issues in the past, a traditional long-term care policy, typically they can still get that. Because if you pass away with a traditional long-term care, they're not going to pay any benefits. So they're only going to pay if you need long-term care services. So the bigger issues on the long-term care are, for example, diabetes. So a person that has diabetes, that can have a lot of different effects on a person. It can affect your eyes, your circulation, your heart. And so diabetes is a big issue on the long-term care side. Also, chronic back pain, things that might be debilitating. So they're worried about long, slow, debilitating illnesses that may require care. So I'm not saying we can't get those underwritten and get a person a policy, but that are the issues that make it a bigger issue for long-term care. On the life insurance side, that's where the heart issues and the previous cancers can be a bigger issue. But again, we still can get it done. And so the biggest thing is a person needs to start down the path of determining what solution is best for them based on their circumstances.
We would like to take a quick moment to tell you about an organization we work closely with called ROS, which stands for Racing for Orphans with Down Syndrome. We are a proud supporter of ROS Racing. The ROS mission is to nurture a positive image of Down Syndrome, to promote awareness for the adoption of orphans with Down Syndrome, and by participating in organized athletic races and awareness events. Ultimately, the goal is to find homes for all orphans with Down Syndrome. Because of our relationship with the founder of ROS, Brady Murray, we are honored to be able to contribute our work in the area of marketing to create even more awareness around ROS and their mission. You can learn more about ROS at ROS.org. Mitch will now address a topic of women versus men as it relates to long-term care.
We do a lot of long-term care seminars, and one of the things that we ask, and it's kind of a funny question, but, you know, what's your strategy for not getting older? And, you know, people usually laugh, kind of laugh silent to themselves, but that's the reality. If we live long enough, then 60% of us are going to need some level of long-term care sometime in our lifetime. And so it's just a matter of how am I going to address that problem? The issue can be bigger for women. 70% of people in nursing homes are women. And so it is a woman-driven product, because women are more concerned about it than men. Women live longer. Women live longer with illnesses. We kind of joke around, why do men die first? It's so that women can use the remote control a few years in their life. And so, you know, it can be a bigger issue. Part of that is because women will take care of their husbands longer in the home than a man will take care of his wife. It's just the nature of women. They're more nurturing. And so they're generally going to try to take care of their husbands for a longer period of time. And that's part of why men don't get care as long.
The bottom line is that the long-term care market has changed. With the cost of care on the rise, with people living longer, and with insurance companies underestimating many of the factors that go into long-term care, the market has responded. And all of this is for the customer's benefit. You will hear about life insurance with long-term care riders, which is the main way long-term care is consumed now. This is an important portion of this podcast, so let's get into it.
Yeah, and you know, the market has really responded to, you know, those objections about the traditional long-term care. What happens if I need it, never need it? Do I get any benefit? And the answer on the traditional long-term care is no. Or what happens, how do I avoid having a rate increase? And that's another big issue. And so the market's really responded to that. And so we're starting to see companies use life insurance and adding a long-term care rider to your life insurance. Also, we're seeing annuities. So there's annuity products out there that also make have a benefit for long-term care. And so a lot of people, those really appeal to them, because what happens is I'm guaranteed to use it for something. Somebody's going to get benefit from that policy. Either I'm going to use it for life insurance, which typically goes out to your beneficiaries tax-free, long-term care, or both. So it could be a combination of the two. On the annuities, you know, again, somebody's going to get, if I don't use that policy for long-term care, then somebody's going to receive my account value. You know, if I die, my beneficiaries will receive the money. It's not tax-free, but they would receive the money. So what we try to do is sit down with clients and talk to them about the different solutions. We represent most of the major players in the marketplace. So we like to ask the client, how do they want to address the issue? And then we show them what's out there that's available for them. A lot of clients already have permanent life insurance that might have some cash value, and they can leverage that policy to get a long-term care solution. So we have many clients who are saying, hey, I want to get long-term care. And so they're using the money they already have in their policy to leverage that long-term care solution. But again, in those products, the premiums are guaranteed, so we can fix the cost so they know exactly what the cost is going to be. And then we also can guarantee them that they're going to get a benefit from the policy, which is very attractive. And then what you should see in a good long-term care plan, the biggest thing for me, number one, that it provides nursing home, assisted living, adult day care, and home health care. And to me, the biggest one, home health care. What it really does for you by having a plan for your long-term care need is it puts you back in control. And so you're in control of your situation. You know where you're going to be. You know the type of service that you're going to be able to get, and those costs are paid for by the policy. So a lot of people like the life insurance. So you can do an annual premium. You can do a monthly premium. You can do a quarterly premium. You can even do 10-pay, 20-pay, or a single pay. So there are companies out there that you actually put one lump sum in. The money is still yours. So, for example, on those lump sum policies, a lot of them have what's called return of premium. So if I've got $100,000 that's sitting in a money market account, I can move that money over to a single pay life insurance with long-term care. It's still my money. So the good news is I've really just repositioned that asset because it gives me that long-term care solution. But down the road, if I change my mind and I say, you know what, I want my money back, then I can get my money back. So that makes a lot of people feel comfortable about repositioning that asset for a long-term care benefit. There also, again, are annuities with long-term care. And so I can put a single pay into an annuity, and then I have a long-term care benefit attached to it.
Mitch, it was absolutely awesome having you on this podcast. From the knowledge and insight Mitch brings to his advisors and clients, to his caring for everyone he deals with, Mitch is an asset to the insurance industry. The perspectives he brings on the current state of long-term care and on this podcast specifically are now perspectives you as the business owner, entrepreneur, family member, or advisor can use for yourself or for your business. And for that, Mitch, thank you. And for any business owner, entrepreneur, or family member that has questions on the long-term care market, I would encourage you to reach out to a person like Mitch Long. He is someone that understands the ins and outs of the market. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can contact me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz or with the same name on Instagram, or you can find us at kazsource.com with links to us on the different social networks. Thank you for listening to our KazSource podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. And until next time, we're out of here. A big thanks to Rods Racing for their support of this podcast and allowing us to contribute to their inspiring cause.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it. And if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.